Well, now on to horses and horse-drawn carriages. In New York City, newly inaugurated Mayor Bill de Blasio is vowing to keep a campaign promise and ban the carriages, which have been part of Central Park for more than 150 years. He says the industry amounts to animal abuse. Joining us now is Steve Malone of the Horse and Carriage Association of New York. Steve, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
So how long have you been a horse carriage driver in New York?
I've been driving myself for 26 years so far, but I'm second generation.
Second generation.
Dad started in 1964.
So what's this industry meant to your family?
Oh, it's been everything. It's been the bread and butter and the eggs and the milk and everything that went on the table, went through, was able to put myself through school. You know, my parents worked hard as Irish immigrants, and we look to preserve that right for anybody else that comes in the future to do the same thing.
So you know what Mayor de Blasio has said about your industry. First of all, he says the horses who pull the carriages are abused, that they work long hours and live in squalid stalls and have to navigate dangerous New York City traffic. What's your response to that?
Well, he's never come to see the living conditions, so he doesn't really have any expertise in that. A bill was passed in 2010 that increased stall size, increased vet care, gave vacations to horses, and our facilities would match up against the police department and anybody else in this city.
So if this ban does go through, what will happen to your horses?
Nobody's taking my horse from me. I will fight tooth and nail to the grave. Nobody's stealing my horse from me. I haven't done anything wrong. I operate a legitimate business that's licensed by the city of New York. I've never been summoned for anything in regards to faulty business practices or any inhumane treatment. So nobody will take my horse from me. I will fight tooth and nail.
Well, before I let you go, I see that the New York City Council is already considering replacing the horses and carriages with electric cars to take tourists around Central Park. Is that not acceptable?
Number one, these cars don't exist, and they want me to pay for them. So they go, here's what they want to do. They want to take my job away from me. And then they want to tell me I have to operate another business, which I have to pay for about $150,000, which the business plan was taken from a plan that they had in San Francisco that went belly up in March of 2012. Okay? We have a legitimate, thriving industry that is 99% walk-up just from our image across the world for hundreds of years. You can't replace that with an electric car.
Steve, I'm curious what you think about this. Mayor de Blasio ran a campaign that talked about the two New Yorks, the rich and the working parts of New York. Mm-hmm. I imagine that you consider yourself a working man of New York City. I'm just wondering what you think about that overall, Bill de Blasio actually has the working people of New York, their interests at heart.
Well, he'll have their working interests at heart until somebody funds a campaign for millions of dollars in his pocket to go against something like what is happening to my industry right now.
Well, Steve Malone is with the Horse and Carriage Association of New York. He's speaking to us today from Long Island. Steve, thank you so much for your time today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Well, we'd love to hear your take on the move to ban New York's horse carriages. Let us know at hereandnow.org.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.